This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Precision Pulley and Idler, and Johnston Communications. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Hubes Garage, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, West End Auto, Dowie Pest Control, Twin Cedars School District, Eye Care Partners, and Downtown Diner. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. How can good journalism coursework in high school help make all of us better citizens? In the fifth part of a five-part back-to-school series, let's go in-depth with Ann Visser, retired journalism teacher in the Pella Community School District. So Ann, how long did you teach journalism at Pella High?
I taught for 31 years before retiring 3 years ago.
31 years. You had a lot of students over that time.
I did.
Read a lot of articles, gave a lot of advice.
I did. I had many, many good students, and each year we seem to get a little bit better, I hope. And we produced a newspaper that went to every home in the Pella Community School District. So that meant potentially that over 10,000 people could be reading what we produced.
And it was an award-winning paper.
It was. We were very fortunate to do well in Iowa High School Press competitions. The students really did a great job, not only with writing, but also with layout and design, photography, all of those things that go into producing a great newspaper.
So why is it important to teach journalism in today's climate?
Oh, I think there are so many reasons that journalism is a great fit for everything that's happening in education, but also in our world. Students need to be aware of what is happening not only in their community, but also in their state, their nation, and the world. And that can happen if you have a solid journalism program. They want to explore those things. They want to learn about those things.
And part of this is curiosity. And so do the students mostly come in with that curiosity, or can you teach curiosity?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. There probably would have been students over the years who would have just said, let's write about clubs meeting and the new students in the school, that sort of thing, which are important things to cover. But there were always those students who were above and beyond the basic level. Always those students who were willing to question things that were happening in our environment. And they did a great job of pursuing those questions.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, Van Hafton Racing, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Central College, Laley, the Pella Hy-Vee, and Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Harsin Construction, Great Western Bank, Integrative Counseling Solutions, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Marion County Auto Body, Let It Shine Detailing, and the Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Ann Visser, retired journalism teacher in the Pella Community School District. Now, I met a number of your students over the years. And one of the things that I was always impressed about them was their, you know, very fine writing, but also their professionalism. Somehow you got that. They just weren't kids uncomfortable sitting around talking to me. They were, it was like people that you'd see comfortable on the Sunday TV shows talking about issues.
They were very absolute about the job they had been given. They took their positions on the newspaper staff or the yearbook staff very seriously. They knew they had an audience not only in our school, but also in our community that they needed to serve. And they needed to make sure that they were serving it in a way that was as unbiased as it could be, in a way that was as representative of what was happening in our community.
And they didn't always deal with just soft issues, did they?
They didn't. They sometimes made me stop and take a breath and think about whether or not it was a good thing that they wanted to be a little more aggressive. But they always had my support to do that, as long as they were doing it thoroughly and responsibly.
Did they ever not do it thoroughly and responsibly?
Oh, to be really honest, yes, there were those times. But luckily, they were very few. And I don't ever like to say, well, they were just kids. But some of them had to learn the hard way. And some of them had to realize that you could not misquote somebody. You could not spell a name wrong. You needed to make sure that you were acting as professionally as you possibly could.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Roses Tanning, Knoxville Farm and Home, Precision Chiropractic, Jay Olson State Farm, Jersey Freeze, Unleashed Boarding, and Houston's on Main. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Creative Landscaping, Sims Custom Wash, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Culver's Appella, Free Bird Bail Bonds, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and 3M.
I continued my conversation with Ann Visser, retired journalism teacher in the Pella Community School District. What kind of feedback did you get from the community over all those years? Did the community like reading what the students have? Were there controversies?
We basically had very, very positive response from the community. People always would look forward to it appearing on their doorsteps once a month. They would sometimes write and express concerns, but most of the time it was about things that I wouldn't even have thought would cause any controversy. So those were things that were also good for the students to deal with. They learned that they needed to answer responsibly. They needed to take the responsibility for what they had or hadn't done.
So do you think that the skills learned in journalism classes transferred to wherever or whatever the students did? How would they use that? Did it transfer, and how would you think that they could best use it?
Well, most students do not go on to pursue a career in journalism. Some have, in fact, several have, but statistically it would maybe be 10 to 15% who would have done that. However, the skills that they learn as far as communicating with other people, the skills that they learn as far as questioning whether this is a valid news source, whether this is something that we should be questioning, those are good things that anybody can use in today's world. They learn respect for for the First Amendment, which is a lifelong skill that everyone should think about. They learned a lot about writing and writing in different ways. So it's something that even if they didn't enter the world of journalism, they've learned skills that can help them in their world today.
I'm guessing a few of our listeners might not know what the First Amendment is.
Okay, well, the First Amendment to the Constitution lists the basic rights that we as citizens of this country have. And they are rights that we cannot turn our backs on. They are rights that outline the freedoms that say to us as citizens of this country that we can say what we feel, even if the government doesn't agree with it, even if my neighbor doesn't agree with it. We have a right to express our opinion. We have a right in the press to present things that are critical, perhaps, of the government. The freedom to worship freely, the freedom to assemble, all of those things, which it amazes me that they were things that our founding fathers thought of so many years ago, are still very pertinent, in fact, even more pertinent in today's world.
And so each and every one of your students went forth into the world with that, you know, in the back of their minds.
Well, I would hope at least many of them did. I think they did gain an appreciation of that. Another thing that really made a difference as far as practicing high school journalism in Iowa was that in 1990, the Iowa legislature passed a bill that protected student press freedoms in our state. And they did that in response to Hazelwood versus Kohlmeyer, which would have given administrators more freedom to censor publications. And that does happen in this country today. And in 1990, we had legislators who said, you know what, we want our students to be able to think for themselves. We want them, with the guidance of a qualified advisor, we want them to be able to make those decisions. We want them to not have to be in fear of censorship.
Well, the First Amendment's for everybody, right?
It is, absolutely. But when that law was passed, my students didn't say, well, we can write anything we want then. They knew that they couldn't write anything they wanted. They knew that it was within a realm of responsibility. But they took that very seriously, and they were honored that the legislature had that trust in them to do their jobs.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Faith Baptist Church of Knoxville, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Norm Rosendahl Tiling, Cascade Manufacturing, and Can Redemption LLC. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Veen Chocolates, DMAC, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Mid-American Energy, Pella Community School District, and the Pella Christian Grade School.
I continued my conversation with Ann Visser, retired journalism teacher in the Pella Community School District. So is there a common core that all journalism classes should teach?
Well, when we think about Common Core standards, we think about 4 C's: communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. Those all 4 fit so well into the world of scholastic journalism. And our students are learning that by doing that. That's another thing that really makes sense as far as journalism. it's the real thing. It isn't just writing a paper for me as a language arts teacher, but it's writing something or producing something that is for consumption. And that's a whole different ballgame when you're writing for that kind of audience or producing for that kind of audience. The skills students learn aren't just writing and photography. It's not just layout and design. It goes on to technology. It goes on to web design. It means in our world today, social media and how to effectively use that to convey a message. So one of the things that I always enjoyed about teaching journalism was that it was always changing. There was always something new. There was always something for me to learn as an advisor, but always something that the students could be learning also. It was a challenge at times, but it was also just a great learning experience to make sure that we were up to date and doing the things that were a part of being a journalist in this era.
And so what role do you think that your journalism classes and the products had, not just on the students in the classes, but on the student body and staff and community?
Well, I think anytime you have a good, solid school newspaper or yearbook, you have a representation of your school. And we were able to cover all sorts of things that were happening at Pella High School and beyond that gave our readers a better idea of what was happening in their lives and in their community. And I think that people were proud, not only the students who were producing the publication, but I think students in our school, I think faculty and staff in our school, I think community members were proud to call those publications part of their environment.
Thanks to Ann Visser for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.